Hannah Jones's decision to decline a position at UNC comes after more than a month and a half of public scrutiny, following the Board of Trustees' inaction to review her tenure application earlier this year. While the board approved a tenure offer for her in a 9-4 vote during a special meeting June 30th, Hannah Jones said the last few weeks have been very dark. In her public statement released Tuesday, she said, quote, "To be treated so shabbily by my alma mater, by a university that has given me so much and which I only sought to give back to, has been deeply painful," end quote. She said the only bright light during this tenure controversy has been those who spoke up and fought back against what she calls an attack on academic freedom. In her statement, Hannah Jones explicitly thanks the students at Carolina who fought to hold the Board of Trustees accountable, Carolina alumni who applied public pressure to the board, as well as the faculty at UNC School of Journalism and Media. Faculty members like Deb Icott, an associate professor at the Journalism School, and an elected member to UNC's Faculty Executive Committee, which meets regularly to provide recommendations to campus leadership while representing the faculty voice.
Today has been a bad day. It is a sad day. You know, like all of us, we look forward to welcoming a great colleague. And we felt that Nicole Hannah Jones would have been a wonderful colleague to join not only our faculty, but our campus community.
After Hannah Jones announced that she accepted a position at Howard over UNC, Icott said 17 faculty members of the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media released an open letter. The group called the university's treatment of Hannah Jones racist and said they do not blame her for choosing to teach elsewhere. Icott also expressed his dismay that UNC leadership remained silent for most of Tuesday, with the very first statement from UNC Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz not coming in until 4:30 p.m., more than 8 hours after Hannah Jones announced her decision.
"We have no response or a statement or anything, no word from our UNC leaders. That's disturbing. I mean, although I know that may not be the intention, but it gives a clear message that we really don't care. Because when you are having problems on your campus, when the campus is raging, if you look the other way, what message does the Carolina community get? That our UNC leaders do not really care."
Since reports emerged in May about the university's Board of Trustees delaying Hannah Jones's tenure application for political reasons, several UNC leaders voiced their support for the award-winning journalist, including Dean of the Journalism School Susan King, UNC Student Body President Lamar Richards, and Chair of the Faculty Governance Committee Mimi Chapman. Chapman said the Hannah Jones controversy has shed a light on the many flaws in how the university is governed by the Board of Trustees and Board of Governors.
And I think over and over again, whether it's with Silent Sam, whether it's with our reopening last fall, or whether it's with this current situation, we just see the impact of that kind of overreach from those bodies, and that the governance structure was designed in a particular way, you know, many years ago in 1971, and it has been changed as of 2018, and it is no longer working for this campus.
While many UNC faculty members have shown their public support for Hannah Jones over the past weeks, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist said the lack of action from UNC leadership is ultimately what led her to refuse a position at her alma mater. Hannah Jones said, quote, "Why would I want to teach at a university whose top leadership chose to remain silent, to refuse transparency, and to fail to publicly advocate that I be treated like every other night chair before me?" For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.